Bam, you both double your wardrobes.
Oh, what better way to un-gay this conversation up than go to the hotline and welcome the very lovely Ronda Rousey to the show. How are you, Punkin? Hello? Oh, geez, for the love of God. Hello, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. How are you? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. God, wait, this is like the third time we had you scheduled to be on the show. We were so nervous that we were going to cancel. We missed you when you were in Tampa a couple weeks ago. How'd that go?
It was great, actually. Everyone was super cool. I didn't even know that I missed you. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're on this superstardom. I mean, you're such a huge rise to the top that I'm sure you're in high demand. I'm just glad we finally got you on the air. This is Ronda Rousey. So much stuff to talk to you about. Let's go down the list real quick. Entourage. That movie's coming out next week. You excited about that?
I'm super excited. I haven't even seen the new ending since last time I saw the screening, so it'll be the first time I see it when I go to the premiere.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because we all like the TV show,
right.
And it's obvious that they have a lot of celebrity cameos in there, but you seem to have a good part in the whole storyline with Turtle. In real life, though, you'd never bang Turtle, right?
Well, I think he's adorable, actually.
But you don't want a girl like you doesn't want an adorable guy.
How do you know?
I don't know. I'm asking. that's like with a question mark at the end. Do you?
Yeah, I don't have a specific type.
Well, all right, so let me ask you, out of the Entourage guys, list them in the order from least to most bangable.
Least to most?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's right. No, they're not going to hear about it.
They don't know.
And we know Kevin
Dillon. They're not going to hear about it? Are you kidding?
No, we won't tell them.
I can't sneeze with anyone hearing it. Like, everybody hears about it. No, I'm not doing that.
All right, let me guess.
I would say Turtle is number one, and Adrian is, Vince is number two.
Yeah.
And Ari is number three, even though he's not one.
That's fine, because Eric's too short. And Kevin Dillon's too dumb. So we're good.
Or too old.
Yeah, or too old. That's
yeah.
True, too.
He's actually hilarious.
I love him. He's great. He's a good guy, but, you know, we got it. All right, let me ask you. So what kind of guy does get you? Like, who? You don't have a boyfriend now, do you?
No, I don't really have a type. I there's not one specific kind of guy that I date, you know. I make brand new mistakes every time.
Do you realize how so in preparation for this interview I had to look at a lot of pictures of you online last
night?
Yes,
that's how you prepare.
Yes. And I seriously though, I love watching videos and stuff, and I've looked at there's nothing hotter to me than when you do the weigh-in and then you give the girl the finger afterwards to me. That confidence is what I think makes you so hot. But I noticed something, a trend in every picture. Is Joe Rogan is just gawking at you in every... Did you ever notice that?
it's kind of awkward because he looks at every guy. I mean, every single guy that walks up there, you look at them. And,
No. Watch. When you get a chance, Google the weigh-ins. It's so funny. We love Joe. I'm not faulting him for it. But it's so funny. Like, every time you're taking your pants off or something to get anything, he's just looking, eyeballing straight at you. There's some pictures where his tongue's all balled up in his mouth. It's hilarious.
I remember there was trending on Reddit a video of him trying to not look and be appropriate, but you don't know where to look. And, it was really funny.
Yeah, well, you can't help it. I mean, look at you. I'm looking at the one now where you are wearing the purple sports bra and you peel those jeans off. I mean, goddamn, you are in great shape.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I try really hard to be.
Well, not only that, but let's be honest. We talked to Dana White a couple of years ago, and we asked him about women fighting, and he said never. There would never be a main event with women. But you've really brought something to the sport. I mean, you've become the Mike Tyson of women's MMA. I mean, you know that fight's going to end in an early round, and it's going to end in the same way with the armbar. Are you afraid that they're like that? They're planning now. They say, "Hey, you know she's going to try and put it on you." That they're, you know, getting defense against it.
Well, if people are overly defensive about one thing, they open up to others. That's why I only had knockouts last year and no arm bars.
Yeah, that's true. I'd love to see you start pummeling girls in the face again. Though that'd be great.
Oh, on August 1st, you'll have your chance to see it.
Now let's talk about this chick that you're fighting that was running her mouth yesterday. You write a book. You got the book out, which I have the book, and in the book, in order for this biography, autobiography to be successful, you have to be honest, and sometimes that's painful, because you have to talk about things in your life that happen, and then the first opportunity that you get, this bitch starts pulling punches in the press conference, which I'm sure you've heard all about it, talking about if you lose this fight, if you're going to get back on painkillers, if you may kill yourself after the fight. What do you think when you hear that?
I think she's just a stupid chick that's desperate for attention.
But
and she'll get the come to Jesus meeting she deserves.
That's what I'm saying. Does it make you angrier?
Well, I'm definitely not amused.
Have you addressed it at all? Have you talked about it in the press at all?
I said that she's going to get the comeuppance she deserves, and that's the reason why I asked for the fight to be down in Brazil, because I want her to be as embarrassed as seemingly possible, and I'm going to make it my own personal Rocky IV Brazil style.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I like that.
You are fantastic. Are you worried about getting hurt? I heard you say that you've never even been bruised from the fight. Do you even worry, like, I mean, and now, as marketable as you are you worried about getting hurt at all or ruining the face at all?
I got bruised from a punch. Liz Carmus bruised me, gave me a black eye once from a cross face. She, like, dislocated my jaw and all this stuff, but she didn't actually hit me. But, no, I never, like... The fear of being hurt or injured is never what's in my mind. Fear of failure is really what drives me the most and why I work harder than any of these girls.
Well, yeah, and you don't seem to have, I mean, I think you're way past that at this point, any side of failure. Now, I mean, look at you. You've done something in MMA that no woman has ever done before. You've done something that most guys have never done in MMA before. And yeah, you're on to, two movies now, and then the WrestleMania appearance, I think, was huge. I mean, that's got to I know Dana said it was a one-timer, but that's got to happen for you again at some point, right?
I'll find a way back in there. Dana, he's very sweet in a way that a lot of people don't know, that he treats me like I'm a porcelain doll. Like, he's so worried that I'll get hurt all of the time. He didn't even let me, like, do the tourist bungee jump off the stratosphere. He's like that, like, you know, Mr. Safety. And, but no, I'll find a way back in there. But I think it's three movies. This is three movies now, not two.
What's
what your question was?
Well, I don't know. I just ramble. What was? I saw the Fast and the Furious, the Entourage. What's the other one?
Expendables 3 was my first.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. All right. Good. Now listen to me. I'm. When are you going to be able to fight this cyborg chick? Is she ever going to come off the steroids and come back to the UFC?
I don't know. That's up to her, man. I gotta beat up this other chick in the meantime.
I'm not worried about the other chick. I have a feeling that that chick, all she did was dig her grave a little deeper yesterday.
They all do.
You're not afraid of the cyborg chick?
No.
Is there anybody you are afraid of?
Not a person I'm afraid of. It's the thought of failing that.
Right,
fear.
But there's nobody that you'll get in the ring with anybody at this point.
Yeah.
Could you beat up a guy?
I was so sure that question was coming next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any dude, name him.
Anybody, any guy that you want to fight?
No.
What's that guy's name that always runs his mouth? Shh. His name I can never pronounce right.
We've
had him on the show a bunch of times.
Shell Sonnen.
We fight that guy?
Why would it make sense for me to fight Shell?
What's that?
Why would it make sense for her to fight?
Oh, I don't know. I just want to see you punch him in the mouth. That's not in the serious way. All right, listen to me. Ronda Rousey's got a new autobiography, and it's very interesting. It's very much about her rise to success, that she earned every ounce of it by working through her life and doing accomplishments that no one else has done yet. I don't know. You've done it now, and you're at a young age. You've got a lot of life ahead of you. I'm happy to watch you fight all the time and happy for your success.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, and we'll look forward to checking out the Entourage movie and Ronda Rousey's book, My Fight, Your Fight. Thank you very much for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right, Pumpkin. Take it easy.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.